Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
So a couple years ago, I hit 40 years old, and man, did things change. I didn't have the same strength and vitality that I had before, and I didn't have what I wanted, and that was the ability to work out and have a blast doing it. So then the pounds started packing on. Well, thank goodness I found Chalk, C-H-O-Q, and they're helping real American men just like you maximize your masculinity by boosting your testosterone levels up to 20% over 90 days. Now, I've been taking the Chalk Vitality Stack for over a year now, and not only am I working out, I've now lost 50 pounds. So if you're ready to maximize your masculinity today, go to Chalk, C-H-O-Q.com, and use promo code Ben for a massive discount on any Chalk subscription for life. C-H-O-Q.com, code Ben, limited time offer. Subscription is cancelable at any time. Chalk.com.
Hey, it's Will Friedle.
And Sabrina Bryan.
And we're the hosts of the new podcast, Magical Rewind.
You may know us from some of your favorite childhood TV movies, like My Date with the President's Daughter.
And the Cheetah Girls movies.
Together, we're sitting down to watch all the movies you grew up with and chat with some of your favorite stars and crew that made these iconic movies happen.
So kick back, grab your popcorn, and join us. Listen to Magical Rewind on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Brought to you by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
9-0. I'm trying to remember the last time a major ruling came down from a very divided Supreme Court where it was a 9-0 decision. The media having a hard time dealing with the fact that the U.S. Supreme Court says former President Donald Trump is eligible to be on the ballot everywhere, and states cannot take away your right to decide who you want to be the president of the United States is. Only apparently Congress can do that. ABC News, when the news broke, this is what they said.
A rare moment of unanimity on a usually divided court. All 9 justices of the Supreme Court agree that states cannot kick candidates off the ballot under the 14th Amendment, that clause which you mentioned, which passed after the Civil War, held that people who had sworn an oath to uphold the Constitution and then engaged in insurrection are banned from holding federal office further. And what the Supreme Court said is that states can't enforce that, that it requires Congress to pass a law to it outline how that clause should be enforced, concluding very simply that responsibility for enforcing that part of the Constitution rests with Congress and not with the states. The Supreme Court expressing real concern that states could go different ways. Some states would perhaps ban one candidate, some states perhaps ban another candidate. Other states keep them both on the ballot, and they express concern about the disruption that that would work.
By the way, the disruption would be that we would basically not have a democracy anymore in this country. Also, NBC News breaking into their coverage. Here's what it sounded like on NBC.
Again, the court here saying because the Constitution makes Congress rather than the states responsible for enforcing Section 3 against federal office holders and candidates, we reverse. So again, a clear win for the Republican front runner. The Colorado case was the one that was in front of them right now, but other states had tried to ban him from the ballot, including Maine and Illinois. With the court doing this right now, those essentially will also be wiped away.
Wiped away. So what this means is the Communist Marxist Socialist Party, masquerading as Democrats, just got slapped hard by a Supreme Court with liberal justices that said, this is the United States of America. This is not Russia. This is not China. This is not Venezuela. This is not Cuba. You cannot take candidates that you don't like off the ballot. Now, What does this mean moving forward? It means Democrats in the Senate are going to move with the House to try to figure out a way to get rid of Donald Trump. In fact, they're already trying to do it, and I'm going to play that for you in just a moment. But first, let me tell you about my friends at Ammo Squared. If you're like me and you want to make sure that you have enough ammo stocked up, that if there's ever another moment where all the ammo disappears, we've seen it. We saw it during COVID. We've seen it in wars. We've seen it multiple times in my lifetime where the price of ammo will double, triple, quadruple. You don't have to deal with that if you do what I do with Ammo Squared. Ammo is delivered on demand and automatically when you need it, or stored for free when you don't. Ammo Squared is customizable to your budget. You can buy as little as a few dollars a month of ammo and then let it grow over time, or you can buy a bunch all at once. And you have it when you need it. It's truly automated. Set it and forget it ammo purchasing, and you can store it for free. You can pick your calibers. You can set your budget. You can select a shipping trigger. All of that by a click of a button. Ammo builds up over time, and it's delivered automatically when you say, I want it. Now, in 2020, when the store shelves were empty and everyone was having trouble finding ammo, trust me, I know, I owned a gun store at the time and a range, and it was impossible to find ammo. Well, Ammo Squared customers, all they had to do was ship their ammo store to Ammo Square, and guess what? They didn't have to pay four, five, six times what it was actually worth the day before everything happened with COVID. You get it immediately delivered with just the click of a button. Plus, you can forget about dealing with moving heavy cases of ammunition in your garage. You can literally exchange your Ammo Squared inventory for one caliber to another in seconds with just a few clicks. Or close your account, and you can even sell all your ammo back if you need the money. It's effortless ammunition management. Go to AmmoSquared.com/Ben to sign up and get some free ammo in your account right now. AmmoSquared.com/Ben. That's AmmoSquared.com/Ben. Democrats now are immediately taking this Supreme Court smackdown, and they're saying, all right, screw you, Supreme Court. We hate you. We want to pack the court because you guys don't do what we think you should do. They're furious with the liberal justices that obviously sided clearly on the side of the Constitution and this insane abuse of power by these Marxists and communists and socialists that masquerade as Democrats. But I want you to hear how fast, all right? I want you to hear how fast Democrats came out and said, okay, fine. If you're going to do this, then we're going to come back and we're going to hit you, and we're going to hit you hard. We're going to come out and we're going to go to Congress and we're going to try to change the rules as fast as we possibly can, because we believe the American people do not, in fact, have a right to decide who their president of the United States of America should be. Representative hardcore liberal Jamie Raskin, he's a Democrat ranking member of Oversight and Accountability Committee. This is what he said on CNN about it.
I am working with a number of my colleagues, including Debbie Wasserman Schultz and Eric Swalwell, to revive legislation that we had to set up a process by which we could determine that someone who committed insurrection is disqualified by Section 3 of the 14th Amendment. And the House of Representatives already impeached Donald Trump for participating in insurrection by inciting it. So the House has already pronounced upon that. And
so this is on CNN right after the ruling comes down. They're like, they're locked and loaded. All right, Raskin, who are you working with? I'm working with Eric Swalwell, who literally slept for years with the Chinese communist enemy that was spying on us. That's who we're working with, and we're going to figure out a way to disqualify Donald Trump. I believe, by the way, that's exactly what they are going to try to do. They are going to try to do this. And look, Representative Raskin also said that SCOTUS has an opportunity to, quote, rehabilitate its very tarnished image. Now, to be clear, this is election interference. This is intimidation of judges. It's supposed to be against the law, but apparently it's not. Because the Supreme Court rejected the 14th Amendment. The most liberal justices that the left has put on there said no to this. They said Trump is on the ballot. You can't do this in a democracy. And the Democrats come out, the leadership, they're like, oh, yes, we can. Yes, we can. Listen.
Finally, Congressman, I want to look ahead to another case that the Supreme Court is going to hear. They're going to hear arguments next month in April about the question of whether or not the former president can claim absolute immunity in criminal charges against him. Does today's decision give you any indication on how they will navigate that issue?
Well, of course, the treatment of one case on a discrete legal issue does not mm-hmm. theoretically affect the treatment of another case dealing with a different theoretical issue. On the other hand, a lot of people have suggested that because this was a unanimous decision, that the court wanted to do enter into some kind of grand constitutional bargain mm-hmm. that would restore some of the lost legitimacy of the court. And they would say, therefore, 9-0, this can't be up to the states. They can control only access to the state ballot, not the federal ballot. It's up to Congress. And then in the presidential immunity case, stick with the unanimous bipartisan ruling from the D.C. Circuit, saying, of course, we don't have any kings here. We don't have dictators. No, a president cannot assassinate his political opponents and escape any kind of criminal consequences unless he's impeached in the House and convicted in the Senate, which was the argument that Trump's lawyers actually made before the D.C. Circuit. So I would hope that would happen. Unfortunately, there are at least three justices who were appointed or nominated to the court by Donald Trump who appear not to be veering very far from what the MAGA element wants them to do. But let's hope that this is the case where they can vindicate themselves and also rehabilitate the very tarnished image of the Supreme Court at this point.
You listen to just CNN's coverage that I played for you, and it's clear they knew that a bad ruling was coming down. And when I say bad, I want to be clear what I mean by that. They believe Donald Trump should be in prison right now. They want to lock up their political opponents. They hate Donald Trump. They've hated him from the very beginning. This is the same communist network that spread lies and never apologized. The lies they spread were that there was Russian collusion, and they knew that there wasn't. But they are now just full-blown communist propagandists. And you see this in their coverage. They're like, well, there's also other rulings, and they're now attacking Amy Coney Barrett, and she's implying that she shouldn't even be on the Supreme Court, and that she's kind of making her own way and trying to undermine her. I mean, you can hear it in their disdain. But they're also mad at these other liberal judges for doing this because I think they believed, the left believed, when they put these Sotomayors and others on the Supreme Court, that they would be activists for them. And I want to give real credit here to the Supreme Court liberal justices. They deserve, Sotomayor, Kagan, etc. They deserve this. They deserve for all of us to applaud them, not because they sided in favor of Donald Trump. They sided the way that legally you're supposed to with the Constitution. That's why they deserve to be applauded, because we should always want the justices to side on behalf of the democracy, of what the Constitution actually says. And so whether this is a Republican or a Democrat here, because remember, there's Republicans that could have done this to Democrats, too. If this is the new standard that, hey, we don't like a candidate, we'll figure out a way to take him off the ballot in some state, and therefore he can't run or she can't run. Like, this is what happens in third world countries. I'm not in favor of today's ruling because it helps Trump. I'm in favor of today's ruling because it was the right thing to do based on our Constitution. And these liberal justices did the right thing today, unanimously ruling that states cannot disqualify Trump or any other candidate because you don't like them politically from the ballot. We can't have that in America. We should all be extremely excited about this. This is a good day for freedom and democracy. Now, before I give you all those details, inflation is heavily eroding your purchasing power, putting your savings, retirement accounts, and future legacy at risk. With more taxes, the continuous threat of war, and national debt now exceeding $34 trillion, and the push for central bank digital currencies, our financial freedom is at stake. Now, if you have $50,000 or more in retirement savings, you may be at risk. In times of economic uncertainty, securing your family's financial future is essential, and Freedom Gold USA is here to empower you. You can act now by calling them at 1-800-655-6555. 8843 or visit freedomgoldusa.com/Ben. The team at Freedom Gold USA is ready to help you preserve your wealth and provide stability in uncertain times. Learn how to add gold and silver to your IRA or have it shipped to your home. Safeguard your wealth with physical gold and silver and take control of your financial future today. 1-800-655-8843 or visit freedomgoldusa.com/Ben to see if you qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Now, let me move to MSNBC real quick so you can understand just how psycho and how evil they are over at MSNBC. MSNBC, right after this happens, they went full bore, all out, to give a microphone to the psycho woman activist in Colorado who brought this case. And they went to the Colorado Secretary of State, Griswold, and they're like, oh my gosh, I can't believe this actually happened. Tell us what you think. Now, let me remind you, this Colorado Secretary of State just found out that they were so far outside of the law that the Supreme Court said, you guys are crazy, 9-0 decision, and you guys are basically a threat to democracy and free and fair elections. And what does MSNBC do? They're like, oh, let's give them a platform. Let's give them a platform and let's hear from that side that just got obliterated by the Supreme Court, including the liberal justices. Listen to this communist propaganda.
Given how you see this case, given how a number of independent and some Republican voters in your state, the ones who brought this case, see Donald Trump, as you said, an oath-breaking insurrectionist. What do you make of the voters in your state across the country that, that still believe that he should be president and that he's still qualified to be president?
Ultimately, that will be a voter's decision. I think there is a lot of reason for voters to look really hard at this upcoming election. And
by the way, I love the pretext there, right? The totally loaded question here. And then notice what the Secretary of State says. Well, this is what you know, the voters are going to have to decide. Exactly. It shouldn't be up to any state or any crazy Secretary of State like Griswold or anyone else to decide who you can and who you can't vote for. And she just undermined her own case by saying, well, ultimately, this is going to be up to the voters to decide. That's what it should be. Voters should go into a voting booth and decide who they want to be president of the United States of America or governor or whatever it may be that they're running for. It should not be disqualifying candidates based on the fact that you don't like a candidate. That's not how this country is supposed to work. It's not supposed to be run that way. And that is the part that people really, truly need to understand. And she just made the argument for why her case is totally and utterly insane. She just said it. The voters should decide. Well, then why did you take away the right of the voters to decide? I think we can all answer that question. We can answer that question by saying very clearly, she didn't trust the voters to pick the right candidate. The left and these communists and these socialists and these Marxists, they're not Democrats. The Democratic Party is dead. They don't believe that any of us have the right to decide who our candidate is. They believe they should be able to dictate to you, and they should be able to take off the table anybody they don't like. This is no different than what they did to Donald Trump in 16, right? Remember Russia collusion? Over and over again, they were talking about Russia collusion, Russian collusion, Russian collusion. They knew it was a lie. They knew it never happened. They knew that Russian collusion was a fake story. It was literally fake news, but they did it anyway. And then the Democrats, right, they're dead. They're communists and Marxists in Congress. What do? They ran with a story they knew was a lie. They knew the Steele dossier was paid for by the Democratic National Committee and by Hillary Clinton for president's campaign. The FBI, by the way, knew that it was user-generated material, and they classified it as user-generated material. Meaning it was created by the person that brought it to our attention. It's not authentic. The FBI even offered Christopher Steele $1 million if he could corroborate any of the intel in the dossier, which he could not do, and he never collected $1 million. Why? Because it was made up. It was fabricated. Barack Obama knew it was a lie and still allowed for them to go on a witch hunt and spy on the Trump campaign. Never forget that. And then Congress impeached him over something the entire time the Democratic Party knew was a lie. They tried to overthrow the will of the people They tried to overthrow you and I, who elected Donald Trump as president. You want to know what insurrection looks like? That's what it looks like when you take away the will of the people, when you take away the people's right to vote, when you change their vote, when you say, we don't like who you voted for, so therefore we are going to come after you and say you got it wrong, so you no longer, your guy that you voted for is actually in office. That is insurrection. That is overthrowing the government. And the Supreme Court, by the way, agrees with me now. And these communists, they're angry. And that's why MSNBC throws her out there. It's like, tell us everything, Secretary of State Griswold. And she then challenges voters. Listen.
What we have seen in swing states, swing districts, that in 2018, 2020, and 2022, American voters have stepped up to safeguard American democracy. Look, this upcoming election has will have a big impact on our fundamental freedoms. The idea that women should have control over our own bodies, the idea that our democracy should remain intact, and some really basic.
By the way, this is the Secretary of State of Colorado who's now talking like a political campaign operative against Donald Trump. If you want to know what their motive was, this was the motive. It's very transparent. This is it.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
The 2024 election is upon us, and the war on masculinity in America today is more blatant than ever. I want you to know that now is the time to choose strength and vitality over weakness and complacency. The problem is men's testosterone levels are off a cliff historically, at all-time low. And isn't that what the liberal elite want? A weak and docile underclass. Thankfully, the Patriots at Chalk, CHOQ, are here to help real American men take back the right to proudly maximize their masculinity by boosting your testosterone levels up to 20% over 90 days. Now look, I've been taking the Chalk Male Vitality Stack for over a year now, and it works. Period. It's manufactured right here in the U.S. Chalk's natural herbal supplements are clinically proven to have game-changing effects on your energy, your focus, your mood. And guess what? Over the last year, I've lost almost 50 pounds because I'm working out again and I feel so much more active than I ever had before, especially hitting over 40. So maximize your masculinity today at Chalk, CHOQ.com. Use promo code Ben for a massive discount on any subscription for life. That's CHOQ.com. Promo code Ben for lifetime savings on any subscription. Limited time offer. Subscriptions cancelable anytime. CHOQ.com. Promo code Ben.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media. Spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
There's also two worlds here that are colliding. There's this like sane world, and it's very small, where news organizations are having to admit that they thought this was going to happen. But then they immediately turn into propagandists when they're like, all right, let's have on the guests who are going to tell you why Donald Trump should not be the president, why he should be in jail. CBS News, when this Supreme Court ruling came out that Trump cannot be disqualified from the 2024 Colorado ballot under the 14th Amendment, no state can do it, and a 9-0 decision with all the liberals doing the right thing here for our democracy. Even CBS, when they came out, this is what they said.
The bottom line is they all agreed that Trump's arguments would carry the day in this case. I don't think that is a surprising result. After the arguments, where I think they all signaled they were highly skeptical of state efforts to disqualify a presidential candidate, the Chief Justice, for example, saying that essentially you would let one state dictate, or a handful of states dictate, the outcome of the election. So I don't think this is a surprise. The Colorado Supreme Court was kind of off on a trip of their own with this ruling. Other state courts that had decided it had went a different outcome. So here we are. The decision now, unanimous in agreement that Trump's arguments will carry the day. He cannot be disqualified from state ballots.
44 seconds of truth from CBS News. And then what do? They immediately go to, all right, well, let's tell you how Democrats are going to try to figure out a way to get rid of him again on the House side and ban him from being the president. And they're going to try to do this in the future. Like that. That's the whole ball game here. You look at what they've tried to do to this president and how they've tried to lock him up. They've tried to bankrupt him. They've tried to lock up his family, bankrupt. Then they've tried to lock up associates. Some of them they have. They've tried to raid people's houses that work for him. And well, not tried. They did it in the middle of the night. People that were around him they don't like. Like the deep state is doing everything they can to alter America while allowing for an open border that absolutely will alter America if we allow 20 plus million illegal immigrants to be able to vote. That's how you change a nation and you destroy our democracy. And this is all happening while they're defending Joe Biden, an incompetent president that it clearly is on a massive cognitive decline. Let me just say this real quick before I play Trump, okay? Biden's Monday schedule includes absolutely nothing. The White House put it out for immediate release on Sunday for the next day, right? March 3rd, they put out Monday's schedule. It says daily guidance and press schedule for Monday, March 4th, 2024. In the morning, the president will receive the president's daily brief. This meeting will be closed press. No pool calls, meaning for the press, and that's it. That's the entire day today, Monday, for the president of the United States of America is actually nothing. It's nothing. Our president is doing nothing today. They'll let that go, though. We know he's a guy in decline that don't care because it's all about power and winning. Now, let me let you hear from Donald Trump and what Trump had to say about the Supreme Court ruling to keep him on the ballot unanimously.
They worked long, they worked hard, and frankly, they worked very quickly on something that will be spoken about 100 years from now and 200 years from now, extremely important. Essentially, you cannot take somebody out of a race because an opponent would like to have it that way. And it has nothing to do with the fact that it's the leading candidate, whether it was the leading candidate or a candidate that was well down on the totem pole. You cannot take somebody out of a race. The voters can take the person out of the race very quickly, but a court shouldn't be doing that. And the Supreme Court saw that very well. And I really do believe that will be a unifying factor, because while most states were thrilled to have me, there were some that didn't, and they didn't want that for political reasons. They didn't want that because of poll numbers, because the poll numbers are very good. We're beating President Biden in almost every poll. New York Times came out yesterday with a very big poll for us. So they didn't like that, and you can't do that. You can't do what they tried to do. And hopefully Colorado, as an example, will unify. I know there's tremendous support. They brought our support up very strong in Colorado because people in Colorado thought that was a terrible thing that they did. And while we're on the subject, and another thing that will be coming up very soon will be immunity for a president, and not immunity for me, but for any president. If a president doesn't have full immunity, you really don't have a president, because nobody that is serving in that office will have the courage to make, in many cases, what would be the right decision, or it could be the wrong decision. It could be, in some cases, the wrong decision, but they have to make decisions, and they have to make them free of all terror that can be rained upon them when they leave office or even before they leave office. And some decisions are very tough. I can tell you that as a president, that some decisions to make are very tough. I took out ISIS And I took out some very big people from the standpoint of a different part of the world. Two of the leading terrorists, probably the two leading terrorists ever that we've ever seen in this world. And those are big decisions. I don't want to be prosecuted for it. Another president wouldn't want to be prosecuted for it. It had a tremendously positive impact. It stopped everything cold. And sometimes you have to make, they were tough decisions. Sometimes you have to make decisions like that. When you make a decision, you don't want to have your opposing party or opponent or even somebody that just thinks you're wrong bring a criminal suit against you or any kind of a suit when you leave office. I have that right now at a level that nobody's ever seen before. I have rogue prosecutors and I have rogue judges. I have judges that are out of control. And it's a very unfair thing for me, but I'm serving perhaps as a sample to others of what should not be happening. When you make good decisions, and in my case, the economy was great. We didn't go into any wars. We totally defeated ISIS. We provided the largest tax cuts in history. We provided the largest regulation cuts in history. But think of it, no wars. We beat ISIS 100% of the caliphate. There were no wars. We did a job that was great, but maybe I wouldn't have done that. The caliphate, defeating them, was very powerful. It was going to take 4 years. It took me 4 months. But it was a very strong dictum that I gave. I said, get them. Defeat them. End it. We were fighting for 20 years against ISIS, and we did it very quickly. I don't want to be prosecuted. In that case, it worked out very well. There will be some things that perhaps don't work out so well, but I don't want to be prosecuted because I decided to do something that is very much for the good of the country and actually for the good of the world. A president shouldn't have that on his mind, and he has to have a free and clear mind when he makes very big decisions, or it's going to be nothing more than a ceremonial post. You'll be president, it'll be a wonderful thing, and you won't do anything because you don't want to be hit by your opponent or hit by somebody else, because who wants to leave office and go through what I've gone through? I'm being prosecuted by Biden, my opponent, because every one of these things, whether it's Fannie Willis or Bragg, these are local and state, but they're in total coordination with the White House. You can't do that. It shouldn't be done. I mean, a thing like that, in the case of the DA's office, they put one of the top people, maybe the second person, in the Manhattan DA's office to get Trump. They had a Hillary Clinton lawyer leave the law firm, very prestigious big law firm, leave the law firm to go into the DA's office to get Trump, Pomerantz, Mr. Pomerantz. So he goes in to become a prosecutor, worked for the Democrat Party and Hillary Clinton, goes in to prosecute Donald Trump at a local level, in total coordination with the Department of Justice, meaning Biden. And then you have the Fannie Willis, or the, as she would say, Fani, F-A-N-I, but Fani. And she hired somebody, knew the person long before this horrible prosecution took place. And she went out and she paid him an unbelievable amount of money, more money than he ever dreamt possible. Much more money than other people that do that for a living. He never did it at all, had no experience in it at all. And they had obviously a conflict. We don't have to go into that, but they were able to get a lot of money because it was a high-profile person. Me, I'm a very high-profile person. So they were able to pay him close to $1 million when he was not equipped to do the job, and she's not equipped to do the job, and that case should end immediately. That case is so conflicted, nobody's ever seen anything like it. And then you have deranged Jack Smith, who's a Trump hater and represents all the Trump haters, and he's going wild. He's just a wild man. He's been overturned unanimously by the Supreme Court. Went after other people over the years. He's had great failure.
By the way, let's just end with this, because you can hear, I wanted you to hear just the reminder of like what all he's gone through since he left office. That doesn't even include the two impeachments while he was in office. That doesn't include the FBI coming to the Situation Room trying to get people to flip on him, General Flynn, and entrap them. That doesn't include the raids on people's homes in and around him and people that work for him. because they were trying to get him to give them something that he did wrong or illegal so they could nail him to the wall, right? Like, they've never stopped. They've never stopped. And they clearly won't. And they are trying to intimidate. There's a lot of good people that are saying, I'm not getting in this game anymore. There's no way. I'm not getting in this game. Why would I get in this game with all this going on? Why would I do it? It's not worth it. Make sure you share this podcast with your family and friends wherever you are on social media, please. And I'll see you back here tomorrow. So a couple years ago, I hit 40 years old, and man, did things change. I didn't have the same strength and vitality that I had before, and I didn't have what I wanted, and that was the ability to work out and have a blast doing it. So then the pounds started packing on. Well, thank goodness I found Chalk, C-H-O-Q, and they're helping real American men just like you maximize your masculinity by boosting your testosterone levels up to 20% over 90 days. Now, I've been taking the Chalk Vitality Stack for over a year now, and not only am I working out, I've now lost 50 pounds. So if you're ready to maximize your masculinity today, go to Chalk, C-H-O-Q.com, and use promo code Ben for a massive discount on any Chalk subscription for life. C-H-O-Q.com, code Ben, limited time offer. Subscription is cancelable at any time. Chalk.com.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero, and each week I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.